Recording in progress.
All right, we can get started with Mark.
Oh. All right, that was quicker than I was expecting. Congratulations, Coach. That was unfortunate. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just wasn't.
Okay. I wanted to ask about the goaltender first. Not that I had any problem. He made some big saves out there. What made you go with Silva instead of Sirois?
Look, Johnny's done really well, but Matt's been with us 2 years, didn't get a game in the bubble last year. Back in another bubble, I think it's important for the mental health of the players and the team that everybody is involved. We felt today against his old club, York, he'd have the motivation. And just gives Johnny a bit of a breather. It's a pretty crazy start to your professional career and so many games in so many days. You have to realise the strains on these guys physically and mentally being in these situations. So we wanted to give Joe a little refresh and give Matt an opportunity.
Fair enough. And I'll leave some questions for other people, but I do want to ask, what is the status of Gallan right now? Is he going to be playing at any point during this kickoff? Like, what's his prognosis here?
Yeah, day-to-day on Gallan. Yeah.
Okay. And when he's in the lineup, do you think he's going to have a huge effect?
I hope so. I hope whoever plays for us has a huge effect.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, thanks, Coach.
Okay. It's Mark. We'll move on to Benedict.
Thanks, Sam. Rob, what was it like to have fans back in the stadium today and seeing Andrew Jean-Baptiste celebrate with them after scoring the early goal?
Yeah, awesome. Awesome for them. Like I've said many times before, reward for the Manitoba people. Our only disappointment is the end result and not getting a point that I thought we might have deserved in the second half.
And there's some confusion there with the free kick. I'm just wondering what you saw there and how you sort of interpret that.
It's not up for me to interpret refereeing decisions.
Thanks, Rob.
Taylor, you can go ahead.
Rob, what did you make of Silva's performance tonight? I mean, the first goal, header at him, he gets both hands on it, still crosses the line. It was hit hard at him. And then the second one, looks like he just kind of really misplayed that one. So just in your opinion, what do you think of his performance tonight?
Yeah, look, Matt's a great goalie. He could easily be a first choice keeper in this league like Johnny. We're blessed with talent in that position. I'll have to watch your goals, but I was just disappointed with the whole set piece in general, to be honest, that we conceded on that. I discussed it yesterday, actually did extra work on the training field yesterday as much as you can with the time on the feet for the players, and worked through it again today. So I'll have to watch it back, but overall I thought he solid, he moved the ball well. He made one good tip over from Abzi, I remember it was a good save, but we'd expect him to make that. And other than that, I don't know how many clear-cut chances they had, they had shots, but I didn't expect too many expected goals within those shots.
It's not the most telling stat in the world, but you guys only had one shot on goal tonight. So what did you just kind of think offensively you guys needed to do a little better tonight to have some more success?
For us, I think with the possession and the promise we had in transitional moments, real early on, I'll have to watch it back. There were a couple of offsides that were so tight I thought he was in. You know, things just didn't quite click for us in that department today. I felt first half we needed to go side to side more. And we didn't use the ball as we would have liked and as we had done against Ottawa. We needed to work that side to side and try and create opportunities higher up the field to get in behind them. And that was a disappointment. I thought second half it was better. And we were pushing. You could see I got no qualms with the effort to try and get there. We just lacked a final ball or a little bounce or a break here or there.
Thanks, Rob.
Charlie? Thanks, Sam. Hey, Rob, I just want to ask quickly about Andy Baquero. I think he led the team in touches at least a few times heading into this game, and he moves to the left this time. Is just wondering what you saw from there and maybe what the thinking was there. Was it maybe about getting Stefan on the right as well?
Yeah, and also giving Federico a rest. He's had some heavy minutes, and that's a demanding position, the wing back. And we felt that with Stefan on the right hand side, we could maybe pin their left hand side back a bit more. I don't think we used him enough actually to get him in behind, and they were obviously coming hard and through the back of Kevin, so he couldn't find the spaces he needed. And then we needed to outlet the other side and get Andy and Jared in more, which we didn't do good enough tonight.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Ed, you can go ahead.
Rob, I don't want to poke you with a pointy stick here, but can you explain on the Gallardo goal that was disallowed? They said on the broadcast that that Andrew Jean-Baptiste was too close to the wall. Is that how you saw it, or did you get an explanation on why it was waved off?
That's what he said, and he said you got to be a meter. I want to see where – I'll have to watch it back because – where the wall was, the wall, and then how many were the two players beside who were pushing him. And then he said he blew the whistle. He blew the whistle before the player kicked it. So if he's blown it before he kicks it to stop the argy-bargy, I'm not too sure why we didn't get another chance at our third one. That was the explanation. The guys have described it on the broadcast. I'll have to watch it back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, everyone. If we have no further questions, we'll move on to Stefan. Oh, Ed, is your hand raised? Or? Okay, yeah, we'll move on to Stefan. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks for joining us, Steph. We'll start off with Taylor.
We'll start with a good. What was it like playing in front of an actual crowd for the first time?
It was a bit different. Obviously, a little more emotion and a little more the atmosphere was a bit different today. But just disappointed we couldn't get the 3 points in front of the home crowd. But yeah, it was definitely a good feeling.
Ultimately, what did you kind of think the difference was today? It looked like offense, you guys were a little stagnant, only one shot at net and a couple of bad breaks from the York school goals as well. So what did you kind of think the difference was ultimately today?
We didn't execute in the final third. I think we could have been better in the decision-making when we were closer to net. And, I think we should have moved the ball a little bit quicker from side to side and go with the game plan, which was, to go down the wings and create chances from there, but we didn't do that tonight.
Thank you. Mark, you can go ahead.
Hi there. Well played game, unfortunate result. The game looked like it was a little more like fast paced than the previous matches that you guys have played. Did you feel that, or was it just something I'm making up in my head?
Fast-paced game. I think it was a lot of back-and-forth football. I think neither team kept the ball long enough. I think it was a lot of back-and-forth football running up and down the field. But could have been more calm and could be better with the passing in the final third. And we're disappointed we only got one shot on it. And, we're disappointed we didn't even get a point. So, yeah.
You guys seem to really you dug in a lot more. It was a little less of a big back line and a little more spread out. Did you feel like maybe this was a different style of game? Was it on purpose like that, or?
I would say with a three at the back and with two wing backs our game plan was to be much more attacking, but we didn't do that tonight.
Okay, well that's all I got for you. Sorry about the results. See ya. Thank you so much.
Do we have any further questions for Stefan? Okay, I'll hand it over to Nate. Thanks for joining us, everybody.